Codicil. A codicil is a testamentary or supplementary document similar but not necessarily identical to a will. In some jurisdictions, it may serve to amend, rather than replace, a previously executed will. In others, it may serve as an alternative to a will. In still others, there is no recognized distinction between a codicil and a will. Origins. The concept of a testamentary document is similar to but distinct from a will originated in Roman law. In the preclassical period, a testator was required to nominate an heir in order for his will to be valid, hereditas institutio. Failure to nominate an heir or failure to observe the proper formalities for nomination of an heir resulted in an estate divided pursuant to the rules of intestacy. However, a testator was also able to institute a fideicommissum, a more flexible and less formal indication of the testator's intent, which could have the effect of transferring part or all of his estate after death, although with fewer rights to the beneficiary than those of a nominated heir.
A codicillus, diminutive of codex, was a written document subject to fewer formal requirements than a will, testamentum, that, in its initial use, could supplement or amend an existing will, provided that the codicil was specified, i.e., confirmed, in the will.
However, if the will did not confirm the codicil, all provisions in the codicil were considered fideicommissa. Furthermore, a will that did not nominate an heir could be considered a codicil. Thus, when a testator did not nominate an heir, his will would be considered a codicil and his bequests would become fideicommissa. This opened a way to save certain dispositions in a will which was invalid due to some formal or substantive defect. If a testator failed or chose not to nominate an heir, an estate would pass to heirs pursuant to rules of intestacy, but those heirs would be bound by the fideicommissa in the codicil. By the time of the Codex Justinianus, the formal requirements for wills had relaxed, while requirements for codicils had become more stringent. There was thus little difference between the formalities for a will and for a codicil, and an invalid will, when for example, no heir had been nominated, could often be validated as a codicil. It is acknowledged that classical Roman inheritance law was highly complicated and to a large extent perplexedly entangled. Modern development. The codicil remained a distinct entity to a will, testament, to varying degrees throughout the Roman-influenced legal world. The concept of hereditas institutio, a will requires an heir, was part of the jus commune up until modern times. In the United States, a codicil is a document that changes an existing will. Amendments made by a codicil may alter, explain, add to, subtract from, or confirm, and otherwise amend a will in any other way, minor or major, short of complete revocation. It is subject to the same formal requirements as a will. Etymology. Latin codicillus meaning a short additional text or a small writing tablet. The diminutive of codex. References. A holographic will, or holographic testament, is a will and testament which is a holographic document, for example it has been entirely handwritten and signed by the testator. Historically, a will had to be signed by witnesses attesting to the validity of the testator's signature and intent, but in many jurisdictions, holographic wills that have not been witnessed are treated equally to witnessed wills and need only to meet minimal requirements in order to be probated. There must be evidence that the testator actually created the will, which can be proved through the use of witnesses, handwriting experts, or other methods. The testator must have had the intellectual capacity to write the will, although there is a presumption that a testator had such capacity unless there is evidence to the contrary. The testator must be expressing a wish to direct the distribution of his or her estate to beneficiaries. Holographic wills are common and are also often created in emergency situations, such as when the testator is alone, trapped, and near death. Jurisdictions that do not generally recognize unwitnessed holographic wills may grant exceptions to members of the armed services who are involved in armed conflicts and sailors at sea, though in both cases the validity of the holographic will expires at a certain time after it is drafted. Holographic wills often show that the requirements for making a valid will are minimal. The Guinness Book of World Records lists the shortest will in the world as Fasia Zena, Czech, everything to wife, written on the bedroom wall of a man who realized his imminent death. It meets the minimum requirements, being his own work and no one else's. On June 8, 1948, in Saskatchewan, Canada, a farmer named Cecil George Harris who had become trapped under his own tractor carved a will into the tractor's fender. It read, "In case I die in this mess I leave all to the wife. Cecil George Harris." The fender was probated and stood as his will. The fender is currently on display at the Law Library of the University of Saskatchewan College of Law. In the U.S. state of Arizona, the postscript to a letter was upheld as a valid holographic will. United States. The following states recognize holographic wills made within the state, though witnessing requirements vary: Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Michigan, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. The following states do not recognize holographic wills made within the state, but recognize such wills under a foreign wills provision. For example, the will was drafted wholly within, and in accordance with and is valid under the laws of, another jurisdiction, Iowa, Louisiana, which refers to it as a foreign testament provision, Connecticut, Oregon, South Carolina, Washington, and Wisconsin. Maryland and New York recognize holographic wills only if made by members of the armed forces. In both states, any such will is void 1 year after that member's discharge from service unless the testator does not then possess testamentary capacity under Maryland law, and for 1 year after the testator regains testamentary capacity under New York law. New York also recognizes holographic wills made by mariners at sea. Indiana and Missouri have no statutes making references to holographic wills. All other states not listed do not recognize a holographic will in any instance. Selected excerpts from state statutes in United States jurisdictions that recognize holographic wills. Note, the list is not exhaustive. Louisiana. Under the Louisiana Civil Code, such a will is known as an holographic testament, and must be proved by the testimony of two credible witnesses that the testament was entirely written, dated, and signed in the testator's handwriting. Texas. Under the Texas Estates Code, which replaced the prior Texas Probate Code, a will written wholly in the testator's handwriting is not required to be attested by subscribing witnesses. However, a holographic will can be self-proved at creation by the testimony of two witnesses, both of whom must be at least age 14 when the will was formed, similar to a regular will. In addition, such a will may be made self-proved at any time during the testator's lifetime by the attachment or annexation thereto of an affidavit by the testator to the effect that the instrument is his last will, that he was at least 18 years of age when he executed it, or, if under such age, was or had been lawfully married, or was then a member of the armed forces of the United States or of an auxiliary thereof or of the maritime service, that he was of sound mind, and that he has not revoked such instrument. But if the will was not self-proved, at probate a will wholly in the handwriting of the testator may be proved by two witnesses to his handwriting, which evidence may be by sworn testimony or affidavit taken in open court, or, if such witnesses are non-residents of the county or are residents who are unable to attend court, by deposition, either written or oral, taken in accordance with Section 51.203 or the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure. Utah, upon clear and convincing evidence proof the decedent possessed intent to make a valid will, signed by the testator with material portions of the document in the testator's handwriting, and describing specific bequests with reasonable certainty. No witnesses required. Virginia, upon clear and convincing evidence proof the decedent possessed intent to make a valid will, signed by the testator, the will must be wholly in the handwriting of the testator, handwriting proven by at least two disinterested witnesses, or the will was written in the presence of one disinterested witness if executed before 1922. Canada. Inheritance law in Canada is constitutionally a provincial matter. The validity of holographic wills is governed by each province or territory. British Columbia. In British Columbia, wills are governed by the Wills, Estates, and Succession Act. Holographic wills are not explicitly permitted by statute. Section 37 requires that it will be executed in writing with the signature of the testator and two witnesses. However, Section 58 permits courts to accept wills as valid that do not fulfill the formal validity requirements of the law, provided the court is satisfied the will represents the testamentary intentions of the deceased. The law explicitly allows for electronic documents, as well as handwritten changes to existing wills. Ontario. Holographic wills are explicitly permitted by law in Ontario. It must be entirely handwritten and signed. No witnesses or formalities are required. Quebec. In Quebec, a holographic will must be handwritten and signed. It is preferable to date it. In popular literature, A holographic will is the subject of John Grisham's 1999 legal thriller The Testament, and also his 2013 novel Sycamore Row. Serving at a battalion aid station under heavy enemy fire, Hawkeye Pierce creates a holographic will in the MASH episode Where There's a Will, There's a War. The final episode of the Netflix series House of Cards includes a holographic will as a crucial element of the plot, although if, as is implied, the will was written in a Washington, D.C. hotel, it would not be legally valid, as the district does not recognize holographic wills.